You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Trailblazers defeat the Houston Rockets 103-102. That's four in a row. Danny, you said it best coming into the break last that this is a rock fight. A lot of no Trae Young's on the floor last night.
No.
Big people only allowed on the floor. I mean, part of that is that the Blazers don't have any guards.
Yeah.
So there just aren't naturally smaller people. But this is something I've kind of said since the beginning of the year, why I like Houston so much. No Şengün out there, but still, there is a lot of size out there for Houston.
I mean, Houston's out there with, 7 foot Steven Adams, 7 foot Kevin Durant, 6'10 Jabari Smith Jr.,
And three players that play completely different games.
Yes. Yeah. And then you've got 6'7, Tari Eason. You've got 6'6, 6'7, Amen Thompson.
You can pull Clint Capella off the bench.
Yeah. Like, they're just a big old team, and that's without Alpi out there. Like, they're just a big old team. But the Blazers, I mean, 2'6'8, City's, 6'7, Denny's 6'9, Donovan 7'3, Shaden 6'5, 6'6. I mean, Robert Williams is 6'10, Young 7'1. Like, they're just the two really big teams. And what you saw last night with two stars going at it, Kevin Durant and Denny Avdia put on shows.
Mm-hmm.
KD just hit mid range after mid range after mid range, just shooting. Oh, like, I caught, God, who was talking about it in the post game? It might have been Calabro. KD's just shooting over chairs. There's nothing you can do.
No, there's nothing. And that's
Wemby's the only guy who's challenging that.
I mean, is KD going to go down as the greatest scorer of all time?
For me, for my money, yeah. If you want to say Jordan, that's fine. But to me, KD's efficiency puts him number one. And not only that, there's nothing you can do.
And what's really fun is watching two superstars that score the ball really well.
Very differently.
Completely differently. That's exactly what I was going to say. KD can take a shot from anywhere on the court and drain it.
Yep.
Like, it's the easiest thing in the world. To where Denny, I think something...
Got
to
work for it.
Something, yeah, and I think that's something that when you're a team like the Portland Trailblazers, whether it's a small market or you're building to grow into something, you're not there yet...
Mm-hmm.
It's why Knick fans love Jalen Brunson. Yeah. They love somebody that's going to go work for it. And I know, there's, Eason is zebra, et cetera. I understand that. But look, I heard Sprague or Dirt, I don't remember who said it this morning, bring up James Harden. Okay, the conversation we always talk about, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Like, if the refs are going to call this stuff, then I don't have an issue with it. I don't like to think about free throw merchants. The difference between sometimes a Shai versus a Denny is lowering his head and bulldozing into the lane. And that's part of the game. That's kind of always been the game. Like, you want to talk about 90s basketball and how great 90s basketball was. Dude, a lot of dudes in the 90s are going into the paint and getting stuck, and they don't do that.
No.
Once you try it once and you get hit by a Lambeer or a Barkley or a Rodman, you're like, I'm good on that.
Denny dishes it out. He leads the NBA in and-ones converted. Why? Because he's 6'9", 250 pounds, and he plays with force. Like, that's the thing. It's like, you have to hit him. Hit him. But if you're going to hit him, you're going to put him on the line. That's like, he had 15 free throws last night, and that's because he leads the NBA in drives. And there's a ton of help defenders that are present. There's guys that are always reaching. And to Denny's credit, he's improved his handle. He's developed a couple different moves where he wants, it's not a rip through, but he wants to pull the ball through to the other side. And because he does it so tight to his body, you're going to grab his arm. You're going to grab his wrist. And over the last couple games, he's added this new move. I mentioned it on Twitter last night. He's got a new split dribble that he's going to a lot more, where he's driving with that same force and that ferocity. And he's been really good about going into that Euro, but now he's added another counter. The Euro is the deceleration, where he's changing speeds, changing gears, kind of banging through gears, revving the engine a little bit and keeping you guessing. Last night, he did it four or five times where it's a hard, hard, hard drive, explode out and come to a stop on a dime. and it's a left-right cross between his legs. He turned Kevin Durant into a pretzel last night, and I went, damn, there's a scout sitting next to me. He goes, I don't think I've seen him do that.
Well, what did I say in the bullpen before the show? I was like, it's like your favorite Italian restaurant. Just put a chicken parm on the menu. You're like, I like that. I'm going to have one of those.
And then he's added the little in-between game. He hit the post fade where he drove to the rim, spun back, and pulled up. And I was like, oh. Like, he's adding things to his game now because he has to.
Well, and I think one thing that's benefiting him as well, as he's kind of really leaned into this point guard role of not just being the main scorer, mm-hmm. but with Shaden's consistency shooting being better mm-hmm. of late, you never know what you're going to get from Caleb Love, but if he can shoot that three, and hell, Donovan steps out to the three now every now and then, and Denny is able to see that, and that's what's happening. I don't know if teams aren't watching tape or if I'm, you know, creating hyperbole here or just being a fanboy for a second, but I think if teams look at the Blazers, they're probably saying, all right, let's shut down Denny and everything's fine. So Denny's running into the lane like he does, and if he's seeing guys like Shaden, Caleb, potentially mm-hmm. clinging out there in good situations, he's starting to dish it to them.
Well, the thing is,
because they're making it now.
Well, except for last night. But, in general, on a higher level. Denny leads the league in potential assists, and that's because the Blazers just can't knock down threes.
Exactly.
But he only had two assists last night because they couldn't convert on his kickouts, and that was kind of the thing that kept, well, that and the Houston Rockets rebounding nearly half of their misses. They had 24 offensive rebounds last night. They're the best offensive rebounding team in the league.
12 of 40 from downtown for the Blazers last
night. But the difference is the Rockets were 8 of 36. Mm-hmm. Like, the Rockets ended up getting up 16 more shots and 4 more free throws. Now, that's 20 more shooting possessions. That is a lot. And that's the only reason this game was close, is because the Rockets were so good on the offensive glass.
I was going to say, do you think this was a bad night for the Rockets shooting, or do you think Blazer defense and rock fight mentality, whatever, came to play?
Both. You're going to have, like, both teams shot poorly. The Rockets shot 37%, the Blazers shot 43%. Neither team could hit threes, and neither team was great at the free throw line.
And I have to believe if Şengün plays, it's a different story.
It probably
is. He's just that good of a player.
But you're also, you know, the Blazers are missing, you know, 40-plus points off their bench, and just Drew and Jeremy.
I suppose that's true.
Yeah, you know, if both these teams are healthy, I think it's actually a pretty good game. Now, I would still give the Rockets the advantage, for sure.
Sure, that was kind of my big thing going into the season before kind of everything hit the skids, like looking at how this team was built. Mm-hmm. I wanted to know how they matched up against Houston, mm-hmm. just out of curiosity, because I think Houston has been such a great story of how they're building that team, and the addition of Kevin Durant at the beginning of the season was what did it for me, because I'm on the Rockets wagon of I think they will represent the West. I don't know if they'll win. Looking at the East now, I have to think who comes out of the West is the winner. But I've liked this Rockets team because of their size. And Amen Thompson looks good as a kid. And the addition of Kevin Durant and having a stalwart down below and Steven Adams is,
you remember, how you win
titles. Yeah. I know.
So
it's nice.
But no, last night, you know, the Blazers are down 18-20. They're 2 games under 500. They're firmly in the 9 seed. Like, they are handling business.
500 at home.
And, you know, about 2-3 weeks ago when we kind of looked at the schedule, I was like, look, this is where they can get some wins. Now, I did not expect them to beat, you know, the Celtics, Spurs, and Rockets in, you know, in succession kind of a deal. But you figured, okay, you can get the games that you should get, the Pelicans, the Jazz, and can you steal one here or there mm-hmm. and kind of get your way back into it? Yeah, that's what they've done.
Yeah, and it has to, because too much this year we've seen.
But when this team is healthy, I said they win 40 games.
Yeah.
Like, that, guess what?
There it is.
They're right there, even with all the injuries they've had. Like, this is about as successful as you could hope for with the injuries they've had.
Mm-hmm. And I think you just bang your head because you see good games against teams like the Warriors, and you see bad games against teams like the Pelicans mm-hmm. with essentially the same personnel.
There's variance because they're shorthanded.
And everybody's tired, you know, mm-hmm. especially on big road trips like that. We'll keep eyes on the Blazers. They'll take on the Rockets again on Friday.